Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Colleen from Clinton, New York.
Hello, Colleen from Clinton, New York. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Irene, and what do you do there?
I am a law clerk for a Supreme Court judge.
Oh, really? A New York Supreme Court judge?
Yeah.
Wow, that's exciting. Does the New York Supreme Court handle important issues of great state, I guess, importance?
We handle pretty much everything but criminal law, so we could have a divorce one day and a dog bite case the next.
Wait a minute.
At the Supreme Court level?
The State Supreme Court of New York is handling dog bites?
Oh, yeah. We've had many dog bite cases.
Do you ever hope that you'll get a man bites a dog case?
I wouldn't be surprised if we did.
All right. It's New York. Who knows?
That's right.
Colleen, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is now going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. You ready to play?
Yeah.
All right. Here's your first limerick.
These are crocs I am sure I'll look sick in. And just wait till the fried scent will kick in. It's the KFC stripes, but without handy wipes. It's like wearing a bucket of...
chicken?
Yes.
Very good, yes.
Very good.
Hungry foot fetishists rejoice. There's a new croc that looks and smells like a bucket of fried chicken. The croc was made in response to an increased demand from people who are just tired of being forced to wear empty chicken buckets as shoes that for that just fried feel. It's groundbreaking technology. It's the first time you can have congestive heart failure in your feet.
So toe looking good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Colleen, here is your next limerick.
Some daytime shows make this nudge broody, but one host performed unsmudged duty. She calls what she sees and won't tolerate, please. Yet they're putting an end to...
Judge Judy.
Yes,
you got it.
Judge Judy.
You got it.
After 25 seasons of forcing deadbeat roommates to pay for that yogurt they took without asking, Judge Judy is leaving the bench. But she's not retiring completely. She's launching a new show called Judy Justice, where she travels the country administering swift, no-nonsense judgments. You're too old for those skinny jeans. Did you know this? Judge Judy is the highest paid personality on TV. She makes $47 million a year.
Oh,
it's true. Gosh. Which, to put it in context, means it would take her 11 years to pay for Mike Bloomberg's presidential campaign.
I have interviewed her. She is lovely. She is really great. I just wanted to point that
out. If you made $47 million a year, wouldn't you be lovely too?
She hasn't flown commercial in about two decades.
Yes, so I can imagine.
Missing out on some great aunts.
When Judge...
All right, here, Colleen, here is your last limerick.
For this face paint and garish bright rayon, I hope you don't have the wrong day, Mom. This costume is slick. I'm a wax color stick. But you've sent me to school as a...
crayon.
Yes,
crayon,
it is.
Yes. A British mom created adorable crayon costumes for her two young children and sent them off to school for crayon day. They were so cute. One was the red crayon with a red smock and his face painted red and the red pointy cap. The other one was the same but yellow. And it turns out it wasn't crayon day. In fact, crayon day is next month. The kids handled this with the maturity and calm you'd expect of nine-year-olds. And it's weird. Crayon Day is not like just another obscure British holiday like Guy Fawkes Day or Cinco de Spotted Dick. It's part it's part of the school's upcoming Spirit Week. The mom told the Daily Mirror, quote, "My kids came home and went mad at me saying I had got the wrong day and they looked like absolute wallies." Bill, how did Colleen do?
Colleen was just supreme. Three votes correct.
Congratulations, Colleen.
Thank you.
Colleen, thank you so much. Take care.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.